Dr. Taylor Haynes is one of three Republicans seeking the nomination for governor. Haynes has worked as an engineer, a rancher, and a urologist. He currently operates a company that deals with health care. He's also a former University of Wyoming trustee. He tells Bob Beck that one issue that got him into the race is the battles the state is having with the federal government. He says he wants negotiations and not lawsuits.
A lot of what we're talking about in the last couple of years at least, but probably longer than that, is the relationship Wyoming has with the Environmental Protection Agency and some of the new regulations they want to put on energy and how we're going to kind of manage that. How would you resolve a situation like that?
Well, you resolve that situation, first of all, by pointing out to the EPA that they are outside of their authority under the Constitution. And the Congress is outside of its authority in this area under the Constitution. Now, that being said, certainly I am extremely concerned about our environment, and I have expertise in that area both as an engineer with Kennecott but also as a certified organic grass-fed beef producer. I understand you can use the resource without trashing the resource. And so what I will do is use our Division of Environmental Quality and some firsthand involvement because of my particular experience in that area so that we can produce the resource, so that we can produce power, but not trash our state.
I wouldn't say that anybody's trashed the state just yet, but what I would say is that there are certainly people concerned with the growth in energy development, especially as we come to populated areas, your neck of the woods, Laramie County. What concerns you, and what do we do about that?
Excellent point that we need to really carefully flesh out. We haven't trashed the state. And my point is, we will not trash the state, because when people hear me say I want more production from our natural resource base, obviously there's a concern there. So what concerns me is if you have willy-nilly, free-for-all, no regulations, no monitoring. See, and monitoring needs to be proactive. When projects are proposed, we need to consult, use a consultative process that says, okay, here are the parameters in which you can go ahead and develop your project. Here are the concerns environmentally, whether it's an effluent stream or whatever it is. Here's how we want you to mitigate that before we start. Not that, well, you can't because you might make a mess. Well, sometimes we make a mess. So what happens if we make a mess? Beforehand, we've already collected the bond to clean it up. But hopefully, using the consultative, proactive method, we can avoid most major messes. And so my plan is to be very much more proactive. We do need more boots on the ground to help with that, because I do want to allow more development in the natural resource base, but I want to be sure it goes down the right track.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because over the years when I've talked with folks, we do seem to be very reactionary as a state. You see the ozone problem pop up in Pinedale, and then suddenly we have to find a way to solve it. So what you're saying is maybe get ahead of that.
Well, we can get ahead of that. You know, one, here at this university and even in our community college system, which I'm going to make more robust, we already have the basic scientific knowledge to anticipate problems like the ozone problem. That's not new chemistry, but we waited to see. With the chemistry done up front, which is already in industry, which is already available at this university, we can say, here's some things you need to do first. Here's some things you need to have in place, and then we can go ahead so that we're not, everything isn't a crisis. We're not out cleaning up a mess we could have avoided.
Republican candidate for Governor Taylor Haynes visiting with us. I'm interested in hearing your answer. You're a doctor. You've been involved in the healthcare profession for many years. I know you don't love what's called Obamacare these days, but a lot of people in our state very concerned about this Medicaid expansion piece, where the state would get some money to expand Medicaid services to more folks. Where do you sit on that? The state right now is doing some negotiations with the federal government. Is that a good thing?
No, it's not a good thing. It's another trap for the state to start with, and it won't solve this gap we have in health care. Having worked as a provider, a physician and surgeon, and also now as a third-party administrator where we run the health insurance plans for companies that self-fund and partially self-fund, I've got the complete view of what the problem is in health care. The problem is, in healthcare, is big government and big business. We can reduce the cost of healthcare by going to a cooperative type plan. We can reduce the cost of health. care and cover everybody with these plans. And I would refer people to the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, I believe it's called. They have an excellent model. There are other models that work. So I don't think we need to expand Medicaid for able-bodied people. We need to expand the availability of well-paying jobs with good benefits. And that solves that problem. And I fully intend to do that. And the question has been raised to me, and rightfully so, what about people who find themselves now to be low-skilled? And we have those folks, and we can't leave these people on an island. So what we need to do is, using especially our community college system, with more robust programs in adult education to help those folks raise their skill level. And then there are a group of people who, whether they're mentally handicapped or physically handicapped, that we will need to take care of. And I'm all for that.
And you say that, but I'm also aware there are plenty small business owners, I can think of five offhand that I've covered in the last decade or so, that don't want to offer insurance. And they'll pay good salaries, but they don't want to offer insurance to people. What do we do about that?
I understand that, and that's fine. Let's take this, and there's two tracks here, and your point of view is excellent and right on. First of all, if an employer doesn't care to offer insurance, that employee is clearly at risk of not attracting and keeping the best employees. That's their choice. Now, the cooperative plans that I'm talking about are often much more low cost than anything out there now, but yet they provide the same high quality care because you're dealing directly with the provider and the facilities rather than the middleman insurance company, where there's monopoly and in bed with the pharmaceuticals. There's a lot of problem there that we can circumvent without any new rules, except these co-ops can operate within our state. And so that will fill that gap greatly.
Let me ask you about education. You've talked about higher education, and for those who don't recall, you were a member of the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees. Are we good there with what we're doing with both the community college system and the university, or is there some more or different approaches?
We are good, and we have to be careful because sometimes the enemy of good is better. But what I want to see from the University of Wyoming, I want to see a more robust interest in our land-grant mission. Community college system, I want to make it much more robust than it is because it serves many purposes that the university can't. And I think in that way, Wyoming has probably one of the best formula for higher educations in the country. The community college system can also help us with our high school system because they already have dual track and concurrent track. I want to make those more robust. I want to make the vocational education side of this more robust because, as you might have heard sitting in some trustee meetings, 20-25% of Wyoming High School graduates can't do freshman-level math, can't do freshman-level language. Now, rather than throwing rocks at everybody, let's improve the system that they're coming through. And one of the problems is some of our smaller high schools might not be able to attract and afford the kind of professors they need. Community college system can fill that gap. And I want to put some resources there to do that. And if you make the vocational ed system more robust, I think you pick up most of those people that are dropping out of high school.
Now there are those who believe that some stronger standards in the school system would address what you're getting after.
They are dead wrong. You always want high standards. But when you look at a standard, that's akin to looking at a system, the symptom. The symptom of poor performance in our education system is not the lack of standards. It's the lack of a system that educates children. Two children born on the same day do not have the same gifts, do not progress at the same rate. Teachers need to be able to teach, nurture, mentor, and discipline. When we were in school, especially when I came through, the teacher could let kids like me go ahead, and she kept us out of trouble by pouring the work on us, and we loved it. And she could work with the other kids that maybe needed more help. By the end of the year, we all got there. And using that system, we had people that went to the moon using the slide rule. So I don't think standards are the problem. I think the system that the teachers are trapped in is the problem.
How do we address that?
I work with the elected superintendent of public instruction, and we will allow the teachers in the classroom, parents, and the local school boards to develop curricula and set standards. As the University of Wyoming, and we say, here's what you should have to enter the university as a freshman. But remember now, I also want to make vocational education more robust because not everybody needs to go to college. And the people that made the lights come on in here, that make this board work, We need those folks as well. So we need a true, robust vocational education system. And so I want to use the teachers and the community colleges to develop that system for Wyoming. We'll set our own very high standards.
Notice you said an elected superintendent. You're not interested in appointing anyone?
I am absolutely uninterested in appointing anyone. And in fact, while we're on that subject, I would really like to have the Wyoming State School Board elected by the people. I don't care for them to be accountable to me. They should be accountable to the people in the districts that they should be representing.
Run out of time very quickly with chatting with Taylor Haynes. Taylor, we wish you well in the campaign, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bob.